Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of December 2019. Supreme Court has dismissed all review petitions which were filed against the 9th of November judgment in the Ayodhya Babri Masjid title dispute. Supreme Court has ordered a judicial inquiry into the Hyderabad encounter, where four men, accused of allegedly raping and murdering a city veterinarian, were killed. The apex court said that there will be a three-member team to probe the case and no other court or authority shall inquire into this matter until further orders of the apex court. Parliament has passed the Citizenship Amendment Bill 2019 with the Rajya Sabha voting 125-99 in favour of the bill. The bill provides a path to Indian citizenship for persons belonging to religious minority groups persecuted in Pakistan, Afghanistan and Bangladesh. Supreme Court has observed that the standard or yardstick for judging the conduct of the judicial officer has necessarily to be strict while upholding the punishment of compulsory retirement imposed on judicial officer. The court noted that the public has a right to demand virtually irreproachable conduct from anyone performing a judicial function. Supreme Court has directed the Tamil Nadu government and the state poll panel to conduct upcoming local bodies election by relying on 2011 census instead of the 1991 census as alleged by opposition party Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam. Delhi High Court has directed the police to provide security and assistance to JNU's administrative staff, including the Vice Chancellor and the Registrar, to enable them to enter the main office building, access to which has been allegedly blocked by protesting students. The court issued the direction to Delhi Police after the court was informed that the registrar of the university has been unable to enter the administrative block which has been on lockdown due to the protest by the students. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the Union Home Ministry to urgently consider deploying the Central Armed Police Force for securing both its wings and district courts in the newly created Union Territory. The court taking SUO MA to cognizance of some incidents in Jammu and Srinagar wings of the High Court over the past few months issued notice to the Government of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the Centre on the issue of security. Kerala High Court has ruled that the state legislature did not have power to amend the Kerala Value Added Tax Act 2003, which is not in existence after the introduction of the Constitution 101st Amendment Act 2016.